This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I think things are going to just start going the other way. Again, it's been brought up that Santa Claus is setting a bad example for children. This is so ridiculous. I love Santa. That Santa Claus is setting a bad example for kids. Because he is too unhealthy. You know, this comes up all the time. Is Santa Claus too fat? Is Santa Claus smoking a pipe? Is Santa Claus, flying his sleigh at a speed that's not under the recommended speed limit within your neighborhood? I mean, come on. So last year, I think, first of all, every year something comes out. Last year there was something that came out from the Royal College of General Practitioners. It's a professional body of doctors in the UK. And they had said that the sherry drinking, the eating mince pies, the working night shifts could be putting Santa Claus at serious health risk. And then houses are leaving cookies for him. Carrots for the reindeers, but cookies for him. And Santa's BMI appears to be over 35, which could be morbid obesity. Okay, and Miss Santa, nobody really... I'm very, very glad nobody goes there with Mrs. Santa. Okay, because Mrs. Santa, you start to talk about her BMI or her waist circumference, or the size of Miss Santa Claus's tushy, oh no. You will get every woman on this earth, no matter what they believe in and what religion they are, to go all up in your face. So don't even go there. So, the RCGP had said that obesity can lead to numerous health problems like hypertension, diabetes, fatty liver disease, cancer. We don't give a crap. It's Santa. Santa can do, you know, obviously Santa's been doing fine because we still have Santa. Right? Santa's still been around. He's also smiling. But they say his waistline, his unhealthy diet, and his alcohol intake means that maybe he's developing gout. This is so stupid. This is so... Why are we trying to diagnose Santa? And no, kids are listening. Santa's real. Yep, kids, Santa's real. Don't worry, kids. Santa does not have gout. Don't worry. Santa does not suffer from hemorrhoids. That was another thing. Santa's always sitting on a sleigh. Then he has to get up because he's sitting, flying around the world. How is that? How does that do with the, you know, the veins along the rectum and the, yeah, so, but no, he does not have hemorrhoids. We doubt he has cardiovascular disease. He's Santa. Now, I do have to admit, the red nose does concern me. Okay? Red nose could be a sign of cardiovascular disease or diabetes, or somebody has Syndrome X. But let's just say his nose is a little red because it's cold outside. They say Santa Claus is known for his tight black boots to help him combat the snow. But with all his long-haul travel, they could be damaging his blood vessels, although the activity throughout his journey will help reduce his risk a little. Okay, the black boots are fine. I'm sure somebody is concerned that Santa Claus has some corns. Maybe Santa Claus has a bunion. If these black tight boots are really that tight, he could be starting to get a little stress pressure sore on his feet. I'm sure Santa Claus' feet are fine. Okay? Somebody had asked about trench foot because Santa has to walk in the snow. The boots are waterproof. We're good. Then Santa leaves Mrs. Santa to go and do what he needs to do. So then they bring up loneliness and social isolation. They say loneliness and social isolation can be just as bad for his health and well-being as having a chronic condition. He also experiences a lot of work stress as well as sleep deprivation in the week leading up to Christmas. Well, how do we know that? He doesn't do the work. The elves do. That doesn't make any sense. The elves do all the work. That's what I want to know. I want to know the health of the elves. Because, you know, we talked about cardiac risk factors. And cardiac risk factors that put you at risk for heart attack is smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, history of heart attack, family history of heart attack, high cholesterol, inactivity, obesity, etc., but short stature. Elves usually are shorter than Santa. That's a concern. So they said that even though he's a brilliant example of good behavior and teaches the importance of giving rather than receiving, he could probably do more to encourage healthy lifestyles. No. This is where I have to say no. We do not politically correcticize Santa. Okay? If Santa wants to barely get... He's obviously athletic. He's obviously in shape. I mean, he's able to climb in and out of a chimney. That's pretty damn good. See, when I was little, and mind you, I'm Jewish, I wanted to still believe in Santa because all my friends believed in Santa. And my parents really never had an opinion on the subject. But the problem is I lived in Arizona for part of my life, and we didn't have fireplaces. And so I was like, if Santa is coming, where does he come? And then how does he know not to come to our house? They're like, well, because, you know, we have the Hanukkah decorations up. And I'm like, well, then take them down. take the decorations down so Santa Claus can come. Hanukkah, you know, Hanukkah's fun, but I want Santa Claus to come and visit me too. And they're like, no, we can't because we don't have a hot fireplace. I was like, oh, man. Well, let's move. So, yeah, that's what happened. I never knew that St. Nick drinks sherry. But all I could say is, guys, you know, there's a lot of this push to, you know, try to proselytize the kids to, you know, doing everything right, like eating vegetables and all that. You know, that's not Santa's job. That's the parents' job. Let Santa get some cookies. And let Santa be Santa. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know a lot of you guys are, worried about all the money you have to spend for the holidays. I'm with you. I left out a lot of people last year, the year before. Not that I'm cheap, I just didn't get to it. And, you really can't get by with a gift for you really can't get by with a little, $5 soap on a rope anymore. Do you notice that? And so, what I want to talk about really quickly are Christmas gifts that are kind of inexpensive, things you could do. And I tell you where this came from, and I talk about this all the year. All the year. I talk about this every year. As a doctor, when I had my practice, and then I started teaching at Toro University of Nevada, and I, still do radio and media and all that. But when I would have a practice, other doctors in town would send baskets and all sorts of goodies. Okay? And some of these were just phenomenal, very beautiful baskets. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I need to send baskets too, you know, because they're taking care of my patients. They're getting my patients in, you know, same day. I'm going to go and send a basket. And I go online, and the price of these baskets are expensive. I mean, you can't get anything really nice looking usually under $99. You know, if you want to, you know, kind of feed treats to like a whole office staff, you got to pretty much do a few $100 basket. And then on top of that, then you got to pay for shipping and delivery. And so I'm like, all right, well, you know what? Again, you know, it's Christmas time, holiday time. But then I noticed when we were getting baskets, they would start to pile up. And, you know, I like to look at each one. I like to call each person saying thank you, whatever, you know. But you end up going, you want to know what? These gifts don't allow you to stand out. And so I understand the reason why you give a gift isn't because you want somebody to applaud you and go, yay, Bob, nice gift. But you want it, you give a gift because you want somebody to smile. And the problem with holiday time is everybody's getting inundated with gifts that the euphoria may only last 2 seconds, and then they move on because they're at work or whatever. So how do you make your gift stand out? So anyway, what I did is I came up with first, let's come up with gifts that are inexpensive. Okay? So holiday gifts under $20 and $50. All right? And then we'll talk about how to stand out. So, you don't want to blend. So what do you do without spending a lot of money? So, a lot of us, we want to give coworkers stuff. And sometimes the company doesn't participate in a Secret Santa gift exchange, right? You know, or your management or whatever. So I like a basket of gift cards, little baby gift cards. So let's say you want to spend $50 and you have 25 employees. What if you get little, 25 employees, that may not really work well because what could you buy with a $2 gift card? But all right, let's say you have 10 employees. Right, you could get them little $10 gift cards, or you could get them $5 Starbucks gift cards, something like that. Get an inexpensive basket from a hobby store, or reuse last year's, line it with tissue paper, a decorative filler, put a bunch of gift cards for a coffee house or donut shop, you know, and throw some candy in the basket. And you drop that off to the area or the floor or wherever where there's a bunch of people. If you could get 10 gift cards for $5, that's pretty cool. Another thing is sometimes, you know, you work around, you know, a bunch of guys, right? You know, I work around a bunch of guys. So a basket of tools. Get hammers, nuts, bolts from nearby hardware store. Not too expensive. Make an awesome basket, right? You know, throw all, you know, and say, guys, you know, here's a bunch of screwdrivers or whatever. Everybody needs a Phillips head. Everybody. Or a flat. Everybody needs something. Or an extra pliers, or an extra wrench. Imagine, throw a little bow on each of them, have a whole bunch, and say, everybody take one. And what's also cool about tools is tools last forever. So every time they reach for that wrench, they remember, oh, you know, that's what Dr. Dahlia gave me. Now, sometimes you have a lot of ladies, you know, and the ladies may not want the tools, although I love tools. Give me tools any day. But scented soaps. So, like, a lot of bath and beauty shops sell, like, these little scented soaps for $5 a piece. Again, make a basket, throw a bunch of soaps in them, etc. Now, a lot of us have big families. And when we have big families, you got cousins coming over and aunts and uncles and grandparents and nieces and nephews. So, how do you do gifts, especially for relatives, under $20? Let's say you have a chef in the family. Or it's really hard when they're a really good chef, but somebody who has a hobby likes to cook. Get a cookbook, get some spices, maybe a little cooking tool in it, put it in a decorative bag or a basket. Not that expensive. You can get a $5 cookbook, spices are a few bucks, tool. You could, under $20, do a real cool chef basket. Same thing for a gardener. There may be somebody in your family that's really into gardening, so grab packets of seeds, small bag of soil, put it in a pot filled with decorative filler. Yeah, right? You know, the soil's in a bag. You know, put a little bow on it or whatever. Boom. That's a real cool gift. Maybe there's like an auto enthusiast, okay? They get some turtle wax, you know, cloth, air freshener, that kind of thing. Sometimes you have people really into coffee. So this is a great gift. Get a couple mugs, real rich coffee bag, something that's kind of a nicer coffee. Add a bunch of sweets to the basket. And, you know, and again, we're talking about under $20. We're not buying cappuccino makers. But again, everybody could use a coffee mug. We all do it because we all drop it. And then tea drinkers. Somebody in your family drinks tea. I know, I usually don't invite them over. But same thing. Throw a whole bunch of little tea bags, some little honey, decorative mug, it'd be good. Again, gift cards, can't go wrong with that, like for movies. A $10 movie gift card. That, I mean, still, they'll smile. Books. You know, books are tough because, you know, you got to kind of find out what book they haven't read. But you could get away with a book and that's under $20. Sometimes bottles of wines or goblets or candles, those are very flexible, creative to do. Some people need a pedicure. You know, somebody has an aunt that really needs some, you know, buffing being done on her feet. Get her a pedicure gift card. And then pets. A lot of family members, they have pets. So a great gift is to get them something for their pet. Like maybe a how-to book, like how to get your pet to pee-pee in the potty, right? Because some pets will do that. Toys, treats for the pet, that works. And then, you know, in my family, there's people that like to laugh and things like that. So you can get like a funny desk calendar, a book of jokes, a fart machine. I could give anybody in my family a fart machine and they are good for the year. And then blankets, cuddly blankets. You know, make sure it's not obnoxious or whatever. The NFL blankets are really, really good. Like, you know, if they're into a sport, but they can also be more expensive. But a lot of these throw blankets that are really soft and cuddly, those are nice, and even the men like it. I see my husband use the cuddly blankets. Okay, so now, what do you do for your acquaintances and buddies? Because that's kind of hard. You know, you're already broke because you had to buy for staff or your bosses. Then you had all this, you had to go through all this for your family. But you don't want to forget the security guard or the sanitation team or your postal worker. You know, you want to leave something kind of nice. You know, or some people that are not friends, but you're like, you know what? You just make my life better. You're a good neighbor. So one thing you could do is a little stocking of goodies. Get a little stocking. Those are easy under $5. Throw maybe some sunscreen in there, some treats, maybe a phone case, something like that can work really, really well. If you know your postal worker is really, really into like, you know, a sport, you could get him a scarf or a sports team hat or something like that. Cool car accessory, box of treats, you know, are kind of nice. And then, of course, you can always do gift cards. So, I really, really like, you know, being creative. And so how do you stand out? Well, standing out, one is something that will not be, you know, gone in, you know, 2 seconds. So like, you know, baking them a cookie, that's nice, but everybody gets so many cookies and cupcakes and all that. But a coffee mug, a gift card that they could use at a later date, that adds some longevity to your gift. Another thing that's really nice are those wine of the month clubs. Or these fruit of the month clubs. Those things are really, really good because they keep coming in January, February, March. So while everybody else's Christmas present is forgotten, here your gift comes in the mail. You know, Omaha Steaks, I think, does some good gifts. And we'll talk more about, you know, deals out there. But it's a great time of year to, you know, spread the cheer. But I also understand it's really overwhelming. And what ends up happening is a lot of people just don't get their gifts. So hopefully that broke it down. I'm going to have this article up on my website later today so you guys can access it. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After several days of speculation, President Trump has confirmed how he'll be filling two key posts in his administration. Outside the White House, telling reporters today that he is going to nominate Bill Barr to be Attorney General.
I've seen very good things about him even over the last day or so when people thought that it might be Bill Barr. So Bill Barr will be nominated.
Barr had been Attorney General under George H.W. Bush as president. Also, President Trump is nominating Heather Nauert to be U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations to succeed the retiring Nikki Haley. Former FBI Chief James Comey remains behind closed doors with members of two House committees answering questions about the early days of the Russia probe and his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's interesting. There's all this news. There's all these headlines. And, no one's really talking about Pearl Harbor. I know it was December 5th, but there was, it was just December 7th. And I know the date. Thank you. But I get so frustrated looking at the news. I'm looking at these headlines today. And I'm like, guys, isn't that the anniversary of Pearl Harbor? And I had to actually do a Google search to bring up some headlines because it just doesn't come up. It's not circulating. For all the lives lost and for all the sacrifices that were made, we can't forget. And we remember those that died on this day back in 1941. Very sad. I'm sorry, I just had to make a comment about that because I just don't understand why, You know, we just get, you know, one of the headlines is, again, this baby, it's cold outside. People are, I guess, wanting that song removed from radio stations. That gets a headline. Pearl Harbor anniversary? No. Makes no sense to me. All right, well, let's talk some health news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Drinking orange juice can slash your risk of dementia by 50% now. A glass a day may keep the dementia away. I'm not a big orange juice fan. It's just like if I bite the inside of my mouth or I bite my tongue, I can't drink orange juice. It burns too much. And I get nervous because of the sugar content of orange juice, but they looked at 28,000 men for 2 decades to examine how their fruit and vegetable consumption affected their brain power. They found men who drank a small glass of orange juice were 47% less likely to have difficulty remembering, following instructions, or navigating familiar areas. Lapses in memory, understanding, and episodes of confusion can be early signs of brain decline, which could ultimately lead to dementia. Now, 5 million people in the United States have dementia. 5 million. And there's no cure. It could be genetic. It could be little micro strokes, little microvascular multi-infarct dementia. It could be Alzheimer's with abnormal protein buildup. But everybody keeps talking about how a healthy diet could stave that off. They say fruits and vegetables, as we know, are rich in vitamins and nutrients, including antioxidants that can help protect the brain. That's according to Dr. Hannah Gardner, a researcher at the University of Miami. She wasn't involved in the research, but they asked for her opinion anyway. Nobody wants my opinion. But they say these health-giving benefits can protect the brain from a buildup of unwanted molecules and maintain a healthy blood supply to the brain. So lead author of the study, said long-term intake of vegetable, fruit, and orange juice may be beneficial. So they looked at men who were 51 years old on average. They separated them into 5 groups based on the fruits and vegetables. Those with the highest ate about 6 servings a day compared to 2 servings for the group with the lowest consumption. Now, how much is a serving? Well, that's 1 cup of raw vegetables or 2 cups of leafy greens. For fruits, the top group ate about 3 servings a day compared to 1/2 serving in the bottom group. And a serving of a fruit is like 1 cup of fruit or 1/2 cup of fruit juice. So then, to measure how the affected brain health was, the researchers took tests when the men were 73 years old on average. And the tests looked at things like if they could remember recent events, if they remembered stuff on a shopping list. And they said that 6.6% of men who ate the most vegetables, right, developed less than those who, you know, and performed less, better than those who ate the least amount of vegetables. So it was a 6.6 to a 7.9. But get this, fruit consumption overall did not appear to influence the risk, but drinking orange juice did. So eating a bunch of grapes and watermelon and bananas and apples didn't seem to do much, but drinking orange juice, they said, did. Now, just 6.9 of the people who drank orange juice, I don't know if they meant percent, went on to develop poor cognitive function. But it was 8.4% in the men who only drank orange juice once a month. So a lot of you guys are saying, Dr. Dahlia, this is like no duh. I mean, you know, no flipping duh. Well, I know, you know, but are you really drinking, you know, orange juice regularly? Are you really getting your fruits and vegetables in? One of you asked, how am I supposed to get 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day? Which has kind of been the recommendation, 5 to 9. I mean, again, cups are small. You know, what is a cup? I mean, depending on the size of your broccoli, a cup of broccoli could be 4 big pieces. So then maybe eat 8 in the morning. I mean, imagine how full you'll be if you eat a cup of carrots in the morning or a couple cups of spinach. You know, what I think you guys need to do, because this is what helped me, is I have little baggies, and in these little baggies, I have, you know, vegetables for the day. And I will nibble or nosh on them, you know, not because I want to eat them. That's the problem. You can't ask yourself what you want to do. If there's a cupcake, and then there's a piece of broccoli, I am not going to reach for the broccoli. But what you do have to do is maybe have little alarms going, all right, time to eat your next piece of broccoli. Time to eat your next carrot stick. And you just have to, you have to force yourself to scarf these vegetables down. That's the only way to get them in. You know, and this is what I don't understand. You guys are so religious with your coffee. You don't start your day, you don't go to work unless you have your coffee. You build your whole morning around your coffee. I don't get that because I'm not a coffee drinker. But you make sure to get that coffee in. Why aren't you doing the same thing? Why don't you have the same passion for a vegetable? I understand. Vegetables taste like crap. But you will long-term feel better. You'll have that energy boost. You'll get fuller. So, you know, what we've been doing at home is we have a bunch of bags of vegetables. Now, that's the other thing, too. I get that. I get the whole romaine lettuce thing. I think we actually have people sick still from romaine lettuce. Let me find out what the latest on that is. I just heard that we have people still getting sick from the romaine lettuce. I have to find that. Sorry, I apologize. I don't know where my little article is. Boy, there's a lot of news. There. 9 more sickened with E. coli outbreak. Oh, we got some background music. How lovely. 9 more people sickened in E. coli outbreak affecting romaine lettuce. Okay, so, but I get everyone's worried about, you know, foodborne illnesses. But, you know, mix it up. One day have carrots. One day have celery. Now, let's go to this romaine lettuce. Remember the romaine lettuce outbreak where right before Thanksgiving, the CDC tweeted, or I think the FDA made a statement. You know, they were like right out the door on their way out for Thanksgiving. And they say, you know what? There's an E. coli outbreak. We don't know where it's coming from. Just don't eat the lettuce. If you're not sure, throw it out. So nobody knew what to do. Even restaurants had to just stop serving salad. So they believe it came from a California farm. But people are still getting sick. They say 9 more people have been sickened, bringing the total to 52 people across 15 states, according to the CDC. New Jersey and California have the most cases, each having reported 11 people sickened in the outbreak. That began as early as October 5th. 7 people have been sickened in Michigan, 6 each in New York and New Hampshire. We've seen cases in Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. And now there's an additional 27 cases in Canada. So authorities believe that the romaine lettuce was from northern and central California, and that they're the likely source of the outbreak, but they still have not identified a grower, supplier, distributor, or brand. That doesn't make any sense, because if somebody says they got sick and they ate a salad, go and find out where they had that salad, and then ask the store or restaurant to show you the bag. You know, or where did you buy the salad? Or, you know, walk with me to Costco and point, or wherever, maybe not Costco, but wherever the store is, and point to what aisle you got it from. Should be fairly simple, but apparently it's not. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just 3 of the thousands of 5-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that China is making its final preparations before launching the first spacecraft to ever attempt to land on the dark side of the moon. You know how people go to the dark side? Went to the dark side more for Star Wars illusions, right? But the Chang'e 4 spacecraft, named after the Chinese moon goddess, and I apologize if I mispronounced, is scheduled to launch pretty soon, within an hour or so, according to The Guardian. This has been reported by Newsweek. It will carry a robotic lander and rover to the moon's unexplored south pole, the Aitken Basin. It's apparently the largest and deepest impact crater in the solar system. See, I would be very hesitant on claiming that because I don't think we've explored the whole solar system. So when they say, yep, this is the largest and deepest impact crater, I don't think we can really say that. Okay, I can't vouch for what's in the solar system. So Friday's launch is going to take place at China's Xishang Satellite Launch Center in the southwestern province of Sichuan. They say if all goes according to plan, the lander and rover will descend to the moon's surface in early January. How long does it take to get to the moon? Early January. We're talking 3-4 weeks, I guess. Space confuses me. I want to know if that's really true. If you go out in space and then you come back, do you age at a different rate than everybody else? I know with my science background, to me, the answer is no. If you're a day in space, you're a day older, just like a day on Earth. But I just always kind of wonder when I see, you know, these movies where I'm like, well, you want to know what? They don't make a lot of sense to me when they say that people are out there, you know, dealing with, shall we say, I don't know, satellites and I don't know. I just, you know, and then they take like forever. I just get a little nervous. All right. Anyway. All right. Sorry. It looks like I have a, these pop-ups are ridiculous. So really quickly, we'll just talk about the moon. I don't really want to talk to the moon, But they say this landing is going to be the first ever human mission to the dark side of the moon. Dark side of the moon has different composition to sites on the near side where previous missions have landed. Apparently, the South Pole Aiken Basin is more than 15,000 miles across and 8 miles deep. Well, I don't know if there'd be water. If you go 8 miles deep into the I don't know what's in the core. Because, you know, we got, like, magma and stuff in our Earth's core. It's cool. I just have no desire to go out into space. No desire whatsoever. Officials revealed a few details about the exact mission site. Yeah. And nobody ever does. Nobody really tells us what they're going to do out in space because I don't think they know. Space. More than a ton of equipment will be landed on the lunar surface. The instruments on the rover are going to allow researchers to study local lunar geology and analyze the solar wind. Another experiment will test how well plants grow in the moon's weak gravity. I guess, you know, for those of you like, why, we can't really live on the moon. I don't know. I'm getting a little nervous here. Are you guys, you know, there's all this talk about Mars colonies and going on the moon and trying to grow a plant on the moon. Are we missing something? Are we not being clued in to something that we should be clued in on? I mean, are we going to have to find an alternative planet or an alternative surface? Is that why there's all this research and money? I mean, I don't care. Why are we growing plants? Yeah, I mean, are they planning to legalize marijuana in the new colony on the moon? So they want to make sure. I don't know what's going on. Yi Quanzi, an astronomer at the California Institute of Technology, told the South China Morning Post that the huge basin is one of the largest known impact structures in the solar system. Their largest known impact structures. Okay, that's a little bit more accurate than them saying it's the largest in the solar system. I know you don't know everything about the solar system. And they said it was formed by a gigantic impact that could have excavated a lot of materials from the interior. And that does make sense. If Chang'e 4 is able to sample these materials, then we get to understand the composition of the moon's interior. Thank you for clarifying, because we didn't know what that was going on. Okay, so it's not that there's going to be some Armageddon-like asteroid coming to hit us. All right, and you just want to know what's, you know, inside the moon. All right, I get that. All right. So they say a mission to the lunar surface will allow scientists to use the moon as an observation post for the Earth and the Sun, while its distance from home means radio astronomy can be performed without interference. Chang'e 4 is a major advance for the Chinese lunar program. I guess there were other missions that went around the moon. So the dark side, ooh. All right, so we'll see what happens. Apparently it's going to launch in December, this month. All right. I don't really care beyond that, do you guys? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. There was a baby that was born from a uterus transplant. Brazilian doctors are reporting the world's first baby born to a woman with a uterus transplanted from a deceased donor. 11 previous births have used a transplanted womb, but from a living donor, usually a relative or friend. Experts say using uteruses or uteri from women who have died could make more transplants possible. 10 previous attempts using deceased donors in the Czech Republic, Turkey, and the U.S. have failed. Look at the baby. Baby looks happy. And the baby's got little fingers and little nails. Baby looks pretty healthy. So the baby girl was delivered last December by a woman born without a uterus because of a rare syndrome. We talked about that last year. The woman, a 32-year-old psychologist, was initially apprehensive about the transplant. That's according to Dr. Donnie Eschenberg, the transplant's team lead doctor. This is at the University of Sao Paulo School of Medicine. But now she is ecstatic. She's a happy girl. The woman became pregnant through in vitro fertilization 7 months after the transplant. So they put in the uterus, okay? They made sure that the uterus took, that her body didn't reject it. And then they did an in vitro fertilization, meaning got the egg and the sperm together, you know, conjoined, fertilized in a lab setting, and then they implanted that into the transplant. The donor was a 45-year-old woman who had 3 children and died of a stroke. So it was still a younger uterus. So the recipient gave birth by C-section. They didn't want to try, I don't think, you know, vaginal contract or uterine contractions. Doctors did also remove the womb. This way, the woman didn't have to take anti-rejection medicines. They say nearly a year later, mommy and baby are both healthy. So 2 more transplants are planned as part of the Brazilian study. And I guess uterine transplantation was pioneered by a Swedish doctor named Mats Brandström. He had delivered 8 children from women who got wombs from family members or friends. I guess 2 babies were born at Baylor in Texas, 1 in Serbia. So then, they said in 2016, doctors at the Cleveland Clinic transplanted a uterus from a deceased donor. Unfortunately, there was an infection, so it failed. So, what does this mean for you or I? Well, you know, we have a lot of problems having enough transplanted organs from live donors. But we have plenty of dead people. And it's unfortunate, sad, but, you know, maybe that's, you know, maybe the idea of, okay, well, you know, it has to be alive, somebody has to don't, you know, maybe the technology and the medical advancements we could use to allow an organ that might, you know, not be completely fresh and currently active, that could then open up a lot more organs that we could use, all right, and increase our supply because we sure have big demand. All right, so it's cool nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.